Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast. Here's your host for today, Paul Gloro.
It's our final episode of the Living Spiritfully podcast for 2023. I am your host, Paul Gloro. And today, our special episode features all of our co-hosts and correspondents for a little heart-to-heart chat. Can you believe we've had 52 consecutive episodes of the Living Spiritfully podcast? Each month, there has been a Mind-Body Misfits, a Come Alive, a heart-to-heart, and then, of course, the Living Spiritfully podcast, where we discuss astrology, naturopathic medicine, and Jackie Talley and I have cute little conversations about whatever's going on in our lives. And of course, there's been some bonus episodes where you have met the members of Arise. In our heart-to-hearts, you've met the couples that I've officiated their weddings for in the past, some other people related to brain fitness, a ton of my fitness instructor colleagues or fitness professional colleagues. And it's just been an all-around fun experience. I am currently in the bath. I have just finished listening to this final episode, putting it all together and reflecting on this past year. I'm recording this. The full moon is happening as we speak. It's in It's in Cancer, excuse me. That's why I am in the bath having my little ritual. And it has been such a wonderful, amazing year for me personally and professionally. You know, one of the questions that Catherine asks, which I won't dive into now, but you'll hear when we have our conversation in a bit, asked about if I feel more alive now than I did at the beginning of the year. And my answer is there. And I have to say, I definitely feel life. And I feel it a lot more than I have in the past. So it has been a wonderful, amazing journey. Now, that's not it for the Living Spiritfully podcast. We have a ton more. This is a very long episode, so take your time with it. There will not be a new episode next week, but you will hear from us again the week after, and we go back to our regular rotation of Mind Body Misfits, Come Alive, Heart to Heart, and of course, the Living Spiritfully podcast, where we discuss astrology, naturopathic medicine, and I have a little heart-to-heart with Jackie. So enjoy this episode. I just want to thank all of you from the entirety of my heart and everyone that is involved in this show. Thank you so much for listening. We're also excited to bring the show to you again next year for the 2024 season and all the wonderful stuff that comes out of it. So from the entirety of my heart, thank you so much for listening. I wish you all a happy holidays, a wonderful little rest in between, and may 2024 bring all the things that make your heart sing, and more importantly, bring you closer to falling wildly in love with yourself. Enjoy the show. And our first guest puts the ho in ho, ho, ho. Welcome, Claudia Miko. Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you.
Aloha.
Okay, so it's Christmas time, holiday season. Where I come from, well, we don't have snow right now, but where I come from, it's usually snow time. What is it like being in a country where there's no snow for Christmas?
Well, it's amazing. I love it. I love Santa in a bikini, or a mosquito, I should say.
I don't know.
I've always liked the Hawaiian Christmas. We say mele kalikimaka. And
mele kalikimaka. What does that mean?
It means Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, celebrate the holiday. Mm. And I mean, look, I would love to be in a beautiful snow lodge snowboarding for Christmas as well. That would be fabulous too. Mm-hmm. It is nice here because it's warm. People are on vacation. We're having a nice time. I'm always very busy during this time of the year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, can we also acknowledge something else? Happy belated birthday, Capricorn. I mean, your birthday is Christmas Eve. You're basically Jesus.
Well, yeah. No. I really don't want that type of responsibility.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of emails to get back to. So.
A lot of people confirming, did you actually say this? But let's start with that topic. Okay, so happy birthday. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year coming up. So the reason why I wanted to get all of us together is this is our 52nd episode of 2023.
Get
We've
out.
Done an episode a week. So there was 12 Mind Body Misfits episodes. There was 12 Come Alive episodes. But each week there was a Living Spiritfully podcast episode. So this is number 52. And I just want to celebrate. I wanted to take this as an opportunity for us to reflect on our past year, both personally and of the podcast, and then also set some powerful intentions for 2024, which you and I already have an exciting 2024 planned, and
it hasn't
started yet.
Congratulations on your 52nd episode. That's amazing. And it's a lot of work. People don't realize all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you do in order to make this happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Send your money order too. <Just
kidding. laughs>
Yeah. So, anyways, I wanna celebrate you now in this moment. So, I mean, 2023 has seen some ups and downs for everybody, and you've shared some of your ups and downs with us on the podcast. But here's an opportunity for you to reflect. Tell us a little bit about your 2023. Something that you learned about yourself and something that you're celebrating about your accomplishments this year.
What did I learn about myself? I learned that I have a lot of patience, more so than I thought. And I also learned that I am very, I have a lot of empathy, and I am really, that's the main thing. I've learned that I have a lot more patience than I realized and a lot more empathy than I also realized.
I love that. Well, patience as a Capricorn, that is a quality of Capricorn.
Right. It is a quality of the Capricorn. We tend to have a lot of patience, and we also tend to be hard workers. Mm-hmm. We're the workhorse of the zodiac sign.
Yeah.
And I definitely am that person. I love to work because I love what I do. Mm-hmm. You see, if there's a job that I don't like, I will not do it because I'm neurodivergent.
Yes.
And if it's not a special interest, if it's not something I have a passion for, then I will quit that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not, it's terrible. I mean, I've quit jobs and just like never even told them I was leaving.
You Irish goodbye. You Irish goodbye at parties and now learn Irish goodbye at jobs in the past. But yeah, no, I love that. You know, my neurodivergence is very similar in a sense, but I need to have an emotional connection to what I do.
Yeah.
If I don't love it, if I don't feel it, if I don't feel that emotional connection, I'm tapping out. And that's not just with work, that's with friendships, that's with you know, even activities. I just need to feel some sort of an emotional connection to something, otherwise I can't just pretend, you know.
Well, and that is very true of many people who are a little neurodivergent on any of those levels, is we have to have some kind of connection to it, or it's just, you know, gone. It flips right away.
Totally.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. No, I get that. Well, what about 24? Let's talk about that for a little bit, because I mean, aside from us going to Italy, which I cannot wait for, I'm so excited.
I feel like Italy is my anchor point right now with, as many of you know, all the uncertainty here on Maui. Italy's kind of feeling like an anchor for me right now. Like I'm going to be just kind of planning my life around what's going to happen with Italy,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of uncertainty. So I'm really looking forward to that. We do have some workshops coming up also.
Yes, that I'm
Looking
super
forward
thrilled
to that.
about.
And I'm
Something that.
looking forward to hanging out with you again.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So we don't know yet if Camfit Pro, like what the agenda is going to be like, but just between us squirrel friends, I have a feeling the Mind Body Misfits are going to be back there again presenting our lovely content. I forgot the word for a second.
It's okay.
But also, I mean, we can announce it now because we're only gonna publicly announce it next week. But we have a continuing education slash educational workshop day that's coming up with you, myself, Wendy, and Mark McCormick in Alberta. I think they're in another part of Canada. I actually haven't met Wendy in person. We've only ever interacted virtually. Same with Mark. But we're having an event where we're going to have some educational workshop. I can't give out too much information, but that's something that we're working on. And then we'll have more for everyone to know more of next week. So for listeners, if you are interested, go over to the show's notes, check out the livingspiritfullypodcast.com and sign up for the newsletter. And we'll put you on there so you can be one of the first to know about that. But
Yes, I
I
can't
didn't mean
wait.
to interrupt you, Claudia. I was just.
No, I'm stoked. I wanted to also just kind of talk a little bit about Italy a little bit more. If we could just, if you can share a little bit more about what, because it's going to be my first time going with you to Italy. I've been to Italy before. I am Italian, but it's been a really long time since I've been to Italy, and I've never done a retreat there. So what do we expect? What do I need to expect?
Well,
What do
first
I
of
need
all,
to
it's
wear?
nothing. You don't have to wear a single stitch. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so we're going middle of September, and for me that's the best time because it's not too hot. The hot time of the Italian summer usually is done by then. It starts to cool off, but it's still warm enough that on our day when we go to Cinque Terre, which is right by the sea, you will be able to jump into the ocean or into the sea if you want and go for a swim. So I'm pretty sure like what you would wear on Maui is what you would wear in Italy at that time of year. Maybe bring a sweater just in case it does dip down to the cooler temperatures in the evening, but for the most part, it's beautiful, warm. So some of the big things that I'm looking forward to is our day at the spa. Imagine this, it is a spa, like it's an actual mountain, and then there's a cave in the mountain that they carved out this thermal cave where you go in, and it's kind of like a sauna, not as hot as a wet sauna. Like you don't see steam and stuff like that, but it's pretty warm. You are going to sweat. And there's these like chairs and stuff that you lie in. So that happens, and you get to spend an hour there. And then the rest of the time, there's these pools that are all hot spring. So
Oh,
it's warm,
wow.
it's
Love hot
natural.
springs.
And we're just gonna soak in that. That's like one of our first days to help us ground, get those delicious minerals into our body. And then the other day that we're gonna go is a little adventure to Cinque Terre, where we are gonna give our participants like a little checklist handout of things that can be done while you're there. And if you're not familiar with Cinque Terre, there are these five, Cinque Terre means land. So there are these five little fishermen lands that are along the sea, connected by a train that goes to each of them. And it is just gorgeous and stunning. And it's quaint and it's super cute. And they've got little churches that you can go to. And there's little restaurants that you can sit and eat at. You can go, there's a certain area where you can go jump into the sea. There's another area that's all rocky that you can just kind of hang out. And then there's like other different. Little museums and stuff that you can check out. So that's a free day where people are just going to explore. And then we have our pizza making workshop with Guido. So Guido is this old Italian man, does not speak any English, will communicate with us in Italian. And then he has Stefano is the owner of the villa. He's going to, translate for him. And so we're going to make pizza with our bare hands from scratch, and then eat that pizza. Which is going to
Yay,
be
I hope
exciting.
so.
And then it's
rub it all over my body.
And it's all fresh. Like all the stuff that we're going to be using was either grown, if not in the farm, just on the other side of the road, somewhere locally in that town. And it's a family run little villa. The villa is so cute and it's amazing. So everyone has their own rooms. You know, they're double rooms, so there's two people in them. And then you and I have our workshop. So every morning we're going to start with an Arise practice. Arise generally is 30 minutes online, but it's going to be longer in person. And then you and I are going to be doing our workshops that are related to wellness. You know, the whole theme is bella figura. And in Italian, as I'm sure you know, this term bella figura is, it means the beautiful figure, but it translates to leaving a good impression. But we're going to kind of flip it on its head and not just do things to make a good impression on others, but do things to make a good impression on ourselves so that we can invite more pleasure and more beauty into our lives. And that's some of the things that we're working on in our afternoon workshops that we're going to be bringing forward to everyone. And I know you're all like, what's going to happen in Italy? You're going to be offering body treatments and we'll stuff to people that are interested. So
I don't know if people know, but I have been a therapist for 20 some odd years. I don't like to employ it because once you get past 20 years of anything, it's like, whoa. But yeah, I will be offering different types of healing treatments. I do everything from, my specialty is integrative Lomi Lomi, but I've been very well trained in Thai for many years. Reiki, you name it, in structural integration, which is
yes.
So I do a lot of different things. So usually I just see what the body needs. I let it tell me and then I work from there.
Mm, I love that. There's going to be a few, you know, spots for free time where people can book a treatment with you, which is super exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for in 2024. I think I just made a rhyme. I'm looking forward to that very much. And then the rest of the beginning of this year is just a little, you know, busy with clients coming in and figuring out what my next steps are after the Maui fires and what I'm going to do next.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I can offer something, just energetically, the time that we're in now with Mercury retrograde and being in the lunar cycle of the Sagittarius moon, it is a time to reflect and prepare for the future, but through reflection of the past. What didn't work? What has changed? And how do I want to show up? And Sagittarius is, I know we're in Capricorn season now, and we're coming to toward the end of this lunar cycle, but Sagittarius is about exploration, is about big, it's optimistic, it's expansive. So this is a time to really think big and set those intentions and hold your mind and your heart in that direction.
Yes. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And you know, I don't mind change. The only thing that I have is a cat. And, you know, as much as I love my cat, sometimes my cat I can't just bring him with me everywhere. I would if I could. So Timmy's going to be, he may be on a little vacation too this year.
He'll be staying with an aunt or uncle.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Carl, are you listening, Carl?
Carl, September 14th to 21st, take a few days on either end. That's when our Italian retreat is happening anyway.
So that's basically it for me. My Merry Christmas is helping others. This week we did a dinner / art cakey. Cakey means kid in Hawaiian, so we did specialty night for the kids where they brought their parents and we had food and we had arts and crafts and letters to Santa. A lot of kids there that who, you know, lost their homes and all that kind of stuff. So we were, you know, doing pictures with Santa and just doing a lot of things to make them feel, you know, better about the holiday.
Yeah. Well, I love you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you blossom in 2024. I'm looking forward to blossoming with you in 2024. I'm looking forward to all the stuff because I only mentioned two of the things that we're working on. The podcast will continue. Mind Body Misfits are only going to be doing a lot more things together. So, and we've got a lot of educational things that are coming up for fitness professionals and people that are just interested in learning more about their bodies in general. So I cannot wait.
And we both have our online programs. You have your Arise, and I have my small group yoga class called LSD Yoga.
Yes.
And it's not, you're not tripping on acid, but it's about lifting your spirits, stretching your body, and defying gravity.
Oh, I thought the whole time it was like tripping out on LSD.
No, because it's online. I can't disturb the LSD.
It was like the microdosing.
I tried. Microdosing. So we still have our programs, and I'm just looking forward to seeing you, and I'm hoping I gain a couple pounds in Italy.
Oh, well, we're going to eat everything. So I can't, no promises, but... We're going to eat everything in sight. There is no restriction. So alcohol, if you want to have wine with your dinner within reason, you're welcome to. You want to eat a double dessert. If there's more, go for it. If you love the pasta, eat it. It's just, it's all about indulgence while we're there. So,
Buddy Amico, I love you so much. Love you too.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by for our Christmas episode. And I love you so much. We'll see you next time.
Mele kalikimaka.
Our next guest to arrive is Kitty Girl Catherine. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. I love you. How are you?
I'm awesome. Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy everything. Ho, ho, ho. Holiday spirit.
What'd you call me?
I was talking about myself.
Oh, that's the running joke here on the Living Spirit Fully podcast.
Good times. Good time. Embracing all parts of ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. How are you doing? How have your holidays been?
Oh, the holidays have been good. Yeah. Yeah. Good. It's nice. It's nice to have a little break. Mm-hmm. I take some quiet time. We take a break from classes, and then I get time to recharge a little bit and to just go with timeless flow rather than thinking I have to be somewhere. And it's not, it's not, you know, it's just that it's nice to be expansive and not be on any kind of schedule where someone else is coordinating as well. So yeah, it's nice to have that expansiveness and timelessness. Yeah. Well,
I mean, this week, the week in between the holidays is the best because it's like, you don't know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. All you know is that it's time to eat and, or whatever, you know?
Although I have to admit that this past year, I've had several of those weeks where I don't know what day it is and I don't know what time it is. And it has nothing to do with being on holiday. It has to do with, I think that something interesting is happening with time and with energies that it's just these things are not mattering as much anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to, because last time we met, you asked the question, like, do you feel more alive now than you did last year this time last year? Mm-hmm. And I've been doing some reflecting on that. And if we could talk about that, and then I want to talk about like your reflections on 23 and intentions for 24. But something that came to me for this, first off, do you want to go and like answer that question or?
Oh, you keep going because I kind of answered it last round. So keep going and then we'll take the conversation from there.
So like I said, I was reflecting on this, and something that I learned about myself recently is that I am a verbal processor. So I need to process things out loud. So sometimes, and I've learned that I need to sometimes do that in private before, you know, taking it out into a public sphere. So this is both having processed on my own, but then also this is processing in the process. So the question, do I feel more alive now than I did at the start of the year. And I have to say, in the beginning, I was like, I didn't know how to answer that question, because if I looked at what the what I would think the definition of alive would be is like exuberant and bursting with energy and happy and all of this stuff, like unicorns and rainbows. And would I necessarily say I feel like that? Not always. However, when I think of what alive really means is, am I making choices that move me forward rather than pull me back? Am I making choices that are expressive of life, whether it's like a burst of glitter or just a beaming of warmth? Am I making better choices that are not leaving me feeling depleted after? Am I feeling, whether it's energized or just at like homeostasis? And to that, I would say, yes, I do feel more alive in the sense that I am choosing life over death. And what I mean by that is, A Course in Miracles, as I was saying this, in A Course in Miracles, we talk about like choosing life versus choosing fear, and fear are like the things of death. Not that there's anything wrong with death, but it doesn't promote life and the moving forward of life and the growth of life. And so am I choosing more things that are beneficial for me and all parties involved? I would say for the most part, yes. Am I feeling more grounded in the choices that I'm making and more myself? The answer is yes. So therefore, by that long roundabout, neurodivergent way, I came to, yes, I do feel more alive than the beginning of the year, but because I'm more mindful of who I am, I've been more mindful about who I am and the choices that I make throughout this year. And so that's that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you. Like the thing that I was stuck on was like, oh my God, is coming alive supposed to feel like amazing, great stuff? And like, yes. And also it might not, right? Because sometimes when growth is happening, it looks ugly.
There is
ugly, whatever that means, you know? Oh,
there is so much richness in what you just expressed. First, applause for taking the time to step back and then acknowledging it, how you process, because we process so many different ways. And mm-hmm. what I had the same thing, that I didn't realize that I'm an internal processor. Like I need mm-hmm. to step away from things and I need to sort them out on my own. So when I was in the corporate world, that like immediate answers and like, you have to be on, like I functioned and I did well. I just always felt like something was off. But then I realized, because I need to take time to be quiet by myself to get the answers, then I can engage in conversation mm-hmm. about it. So there's so many different ways that we process, and internal processing. I also realized the benefit through yoga trainings and different courses that I've taken, of actually processing with someone else too, and actually getting it out, because so much internal processing can happen and then you get stuck, or I didn't realize I was getting stuck and I needed to take it out. So, mm-hmm. So there's that. And then, oh my God, the richness of God, expectation, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And what something is supposed to look like and not supposed to look like, and being alive means this. And I just recently, I can't even remember which course it is, cause I've got about three of them on the go right now. Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's so much that are weaving together. And there was one that gave a definition of bliss, because I always am like, well, I'm not in bliss mm-hmm. because of what you said, I pictured bliss as unicorns and rainbows, like sparkly stuff all over the place. And I'm like, I don't live in that. And then this definition of bliss is like, it's not that. It's being in harmony. Mm-hmm. It's being in a calm place, no matter what's going on. That's the definition of bliss. So it was a more like kind of stable line. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm always in bliss then. Mm-hmm. Well, not always. There's those, I mean, you've shared moments with me, like, and I've been called you and been like, oh my God, I need to process something. But by that definition, I'm like, oh my God, that totally changed things. And, and another piece that I found really helpful, and you just reflected it, was naming our behaviors and saying, then after we've named them, saying, is this behavior creating more of what I want in my life, in the world? And if yes, then we continue those. If not, then it's like we step back and examine about what's going on. So oh my God, thank you for taking the pause. The richness of that answer was so beautiful. And then it just brought so many lessons that I've been, you know, learning, just, it just wove them all together. So thank you.
Well, thank you for bringing that forward, because again, like, and forgive me if you told me of the question before we started recording, but I remember when the question came, I was like, I need a second, because I wasn't in that moment feeling like I didn't burst in. I mean, there was a few times that I burst into glitter in 2023. Yeah. I'm very blessed with a lot of the things that have happened for me. And also in that moment, I was just like, oh, I don't know if I would say yes to that. But because, again, my mind was, it has to look like this. So thank you for bringing that question. And also, I just want to pat myself on the back for taking the opportunity to say, you know what, I love that. And let me get back to you, because that it was such a beautiful question. I wanted to have a heartfelt answer for it. And it came there. So thank you.
And you just are glitter.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, your whole being is just glitter. It doesn't have to burst anywhere. It's just like always this glittery, and sometimes it bursts.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. Thank you for that.
I love you.
But let's talk about your accomplishments or something that you would like to share that you're really like, woo, 23.
Oh my God, 23 has been incredible. And that's and when I say incredible, I definitely do not mean unicorns and rainbows incredible. I mean, I dove deep in 2023 to look at some of the things and the beliefs and deep within, and had help and guidance. Mine was in the shamanic support. So I have two beautiful shamans that I work with, and have been able to really understand and release some like deep stuff that just was tripping me up. And it was tough. It was really tough. Like there were some moments in that were really tough. And coming on the other side, I was able to release them, and I'm lighter, and I feel better, and I feel energized, and I feel like I've got some forward momentum. Whereas I really felt that these things were, and not from a thinking perspective, when I say this, these things were anchors. They were weighing me down. I wasn't doing the things that I need to do, because I had old stories running in my head. And then I realized that it's all story. Like, it really is all story. It's whatever we tell ourselves. We're this beautiful, beautiful light. And there's so much armor around that we've put. I'll speak from the I, but having unraveled some of it myself, I'm better able to see it in other people, and now better able to relate, because it's like, oh, I know that feeling. I absolutely know that feeling of having so much armor that you don't even know you have armor around it. And then all of a sudden something happens or some work, and then like there's a little chink in it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I have all this armor. And then I realize like how frozen I am in this armor. And then it's just able to melt and melt away and release the luminosity that is within. And so it's not that I have I have moments too. It's just that those moments now become fewer and farther between, and those moments become when I do trip into it or stumble or whatever, it's like, I know how to get out of it. I have the tools to help me out of it. I have a network to help me out of it. And it's like a quicker process of getting out of it where,
right.
you know, it would have been weeks. Now it's like hours and it's like, okay, like it's moved through. So yeah. So that was big. And I feel like just really hopeful about 2024 and moving forward. And I feel like very creative and that some big things are coming.
I love it. As you say that, I feel it within myself as well. So I'm super excited to be here with you now talking about it, but then also like the excitement is in me to see how 24 and you blossom.
Yeah. And that's the beauty is that when one of us lights up, we all do.
Yeah.
Like we all do. And this is one of the beliefs that I had to get over, because so much of my programming through school and through the work experience that I had, so much of it was like zero sum. Mm-hmm. Like if I have this, then someone goes without, or if you have this, then I go with, like, we're never taught that, oh my God, when you light up, I light up. When I light up, you light up. And we just like set this world on fire.
Yeah.
And it becomes easier to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You just took the light all out of my ring light. And so it's not coming back, which is fine by me. I still look gorgeous. But I love that. I love that. And I have to say, it's just been such a delight to kind of be, to witness your journey in 2023. First off, through Come Alive, I love where, I mean, I think we really found our groove in 23, which I've absolutely loved producing the show with you, creating the show with you. But then also just to watch as a friend everything that you've flowed through and moved through and encountered and worked and transcended in this last year has been such a delight for me. So thank you for that and for including me in it.
Oh, thank you for witnessing and being there and being support. Oh my God. I can't think of how many times that I called you and we talked through something.
Yeah.
And to have someone who can hold that space, which is different than like having someone who like gets on your side and fuels it. Like holding space is like, I call you on your shit when you need to be called on your shit. And I hold the space when I see that you're struggling and suffering and not, you know, like it's a very, very different, thing than what I was taught, like a friend was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. A friend isn't something who like somebody who's like, they are always on, I was gonna say, they're not always on your side. They are always on your side, but not in the way of I'm always going to agree with you.
Right.
That's not what being on your side means.
No. I mean, it could mean that to some people, but for me, that's not the way I want somebody to be on my side. I want somebody to be on my side of growth, not on my side of fueling my not growth, my regression.
Yeah.
By, you know, staying in those places. That being said, there have been moments where you have been there and you've held the space and you've allowed me to say things that, you know, I didn't really mean, but the anger and the emotion has come through and then, you know, witnessed and also guided me into coming back into that place of, yes, you said that and that was from emotion and here is, remember your truth. So you've been instrumental in that for me this year. So thank you.
Thank you. I hear that Dominic's agreeing with all of this.
Dominic is agreeing with everything. He's like, looking at me, he's like, you just said my name. He's like, no. I did, with his little squeaky toy.
I heard a squeaky toy, but I also heard some things that sound like smashing glass. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, no, that's his little collar.
Oh, his collar.
Probably you hear when he moves. Yeah, he's got three little, not collar. What do you call those things? The little charms on his necklace?
Yeah. The little tags.
Yeah. Tags.
I like charms. I like the word charm better.
Right? Sure. It's a charm. Oh, it's a necklace. It's a charm. Yeah. It's not a functional collar. I put a harness on him. Yeah. It's the eggnog that's making me forget all the words, and I'm not even drinking any. So. Oh my gosh, Katie girl, is there anything else that you want to say about 23 or like 24 before we go and reconvene in the new year?
Just that there's so much hope. There's so much hope, and there's so much joy. And I know that this world can seem dark at times, and we can't have one without the other. There's always going to be dark. There's always going to be light. And we have to be accepting of it all and learning to choose the light is a practice. Learning to choose joy and pleasure is a practice. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm starting to understand and take into 2024 is this practice of pleasure. It's a discipline.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I can't wait to explore that with you in 2024.
I know you love pleasure.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I'm almost afraid of where this podcast is going in 2024.
Only to places that are good and will continue to open hearts. But I love you so much. Thank you for everything that you do for me. 2023 has been a year of a lot of growth and expansion, and you've been on so many layers and sides of that for me. So I thank you.
Thank you
for your presence in my life.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and I'll see you next year.
Happy holidays. See you next year.
And now we're here with Crystal Eves. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Paul.
Merry Christmas. Happy early new year.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to dress festive and in anticipation of the New Year's festivities.
I love it. You look like a disco ball. It's like my favorite.
Good. I was going for that.
Oh my gosh. First of all, we met, it was like what, 2021?
It was COVID, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But it was 2023 when we actually met in real life for the first time.
That's right.
And 2023 also, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened between you and I in 2023. It's the year that we kicked off The Way of the Sun, based on your book. It was the program that we're currently running together. You became a full-time resident astrologer on the Living Spiritfully podcast.
Yes, I did. I didn't understand that until the summer.
Okay, can you tell me more about that?
What happened was I went on holidays in the summer, and then I was just looking at Spotify podcasts, and I'm like, hey, I'm on here. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I knew, but I didn't know, you know? So right. I was laughing because I'm like, wow. So it was a nice surprise because I just hadn't appreciated it. Like, I knew we were talking on the podcast, but yeah. I just didn't really appreciate that it was just kind of out there.
Yeah. Surprise.
Of course it is, right?
I hope you're okay with it now.
Yeah. I was fine with it. It was just like this little, like finding a $20 bill in your pocket.
Oh, nice. You
know, surprise. Sort of like, hey, look at that. Cool.
I love it. So, I mean, I have had such just an amazing time with you in 2023. And so let's take a moment to reflect if you would like. What was 2023 like for you?
2023, I would say, you know, I got over a lot of my fears in 2023. Well, as you know, my father passed in 2023. So that was, you know, it's a fear to have a parent pass. And then yet, it's not like, I mean, they're no longer there. But it's not like you lose your connection. You still have a connection. And Are you familiar with like Abraham Hicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Esther Hicks says, or Abraham says, that, you know, when someone passes, don't look for them where they used to be. Look for them where they now are. And what if you can navigate that, that sort of mental gymnastic of not going, oh, like a, he's not at his house, but then no, he's all around me. He's with me. He's part of me now. He's like connected in this different way. It can feel really lovely, actually. So that's like, I think a fear that I can remember as being a little kid and thinking, you know, oh, please, please don't let anything happen to my parents. Like just like at night when you're going to sleep and just sort of like, please, please let everybody be safe. And so it is like sort of a fear to go through as the first parent I've lost and to go through it and then to know that I'm okay. My family's okay. It's still good. There's still a connection. This is really lovely. On a less sort of more profound level, I got over my fear of heights this year as well.
Ooh. So
I had a fear also of being out in public, not like agoraphobic, but like being on a podcast.
Right. I guess it kind of helps that you didn't know what that meant.
It actually really helped. Cause then I was like, maybe one day I'll get over this fear. It's like, no, I've already done it. Oh, look at that. So this was a year of me breaking a lot of my own personal limitations. Mm. Yeah. So that was really good. What was it for you?
Oh my gosh. It's funny. I asked the question and now I just need a moment to reflect. I mean, there were so many things. One of them, I think, was a great one for me, was like really owning my position in my career and where I am and how, where I've come in my career. Yes, I won this beautiful award and that was just so amazing and out of nowhere. And not that I needed the award to help me feel confident in what I'm doing, but it was just really nice to be recognized by my peers, by the industry. And also being a misfit and feeling like I don't really fit in anywhere, to know that, you know, all of my contributions are fitting in somehow. So that was like a really
can cool I thing. Make an astrological comment
about
this? So what we both were describing were Saturn things. Mm. Saturn in astrology represents limitations. And it represents our accomplishments. Right. So we were both experiencing some version of Saturn. I was sort of pushing away the limiting factor of Saturn, and you were embracing the achievement factor and the recognition factor of Saturn. So I think that's kind of interesting because they're both are opposite sides. There's sort of opposite sides of the same coin. And I think people can even like look at this in their own life without even knowing any astrology, and they can say, oh, wait a minute, like, how are my limitations and my achievements connected? What is the relationship between what I would be afraid of and what I could then reach for, or what I would embrace about myself if I didn't have a fear or a limitation? So yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for making that connection. Now I'm going to run and see what was Saturn doing in my chart this year. But I just want to say, like, what you just mentioned right there is one of the reasons why I love astrology, because, you know, as somebody who likes to reflect on my life and likes to, you know, just look at things and reflect and, you know, pay attention to what's going on, sometimes I don't know where to look. So I look to my chart to see like what's happening and where can I kind of focus my reflection right now, or where can I focus my work? And that's what astrology does. It gives you like this nice little map that says, look here, look there. And then I take that sort of way that I was looking and I search inside, or I look at how it shows up in my life. So it's almost like this little kind of like map of where you could look into your life.
It for me it's like it gives me language. It gives me language to describe what I'm perceiving. It gives me a framework to understand experience. And, you know, is it the be all and end all of life? No, nothing is. But is it really useful as a symbolic tool to say, oh, maybe these things are connected. And if they are, maybe they're connected in the following ways. And so it's, to me, it's a nice framework, and it really gives, it lends itself so readily to languaging that which we are experiencing. And the more a person like studies or learns or interacts with astrology, the easier that comes for them. And it just makes it, I don't know, it just, it helps to synthesize and digest life's experience, you know, because otherwise, I mean, you know, a person could have any framework. You know, I have a son who is a programmer, and he relates everything he's doing to coding in the same way I relate most of the things I'm doing to astrology. And so it doesn't have to be astrology for, right. But just to have a sense of like this study or this field somehow is reflective of more than what it's just describing right there. That's right. Like a symbolic, poetic way of looking at life. It's a soul, an ensouled way of looking at life. It's like walking out into the world and saying, you know, these trees are like me. They're rooted. They're, you know, they're growing. They're stable, and making associations through metaphor and through symbolic connection. And that's really what astrology does. It's beautiful and poetic in the same way that so many of the human studies are. Yeah. And it just happens to be the one that delights me the most.
Oh, same. Yeah. I love it. And honestly, thank you so much for just helping me like dive deeper into it and to understand it a lot more. Like there's, like I've been reading different astrologers for nearly two decades. No, it's 2023, more than two decades now. But there's something about the way you present it and the way you speak about it and the way you just embody it that made me understand it and love myself and others more.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, thank you. Well, it's funny because I was wanting to say, like when you were saying, well, what are the accomplishments and the things and whatnot in 2023? And of course, we as you mentioned, put out the program, Way of the Sun 2023, and then we're doing it together. So it's based on astrological material. So I'm bringing that, but you really understand astrological material really well. And because of your background and experience with the body, I have had so many like really aha moments, even with this astrological material that I've been studying since I was like 11 or 12. So, but I was never a person to put it in my body. I was very much neck up with just pretty much everything. And so to have it shift and move into the body with your awareness of astrology, but your awareness of the body combining, this fusion is really amazing. And what I was noticing is that this is very useful, not only to me, but to people who are connecting to me, and also to the people who are taking the course. Like, you know, people like to learn about the signs and they find, oh, that's fun. I know a person like this and over that, but people are having profound realizations from doing your part of the course. And so, nobody can bring that like you. I'm just pleased to be affiliated with you, in this way, doing this course, because first of all, you do all the back tech stuff, which I don't do very well, but of course, kidding, you do it. But I mean, that's not the reason. The reason is that you bring this other piece, and it's just, it's so impactful. I can see it with the people. I've seen it with myself. I think I mentioned to you, I've seen effects ripple out from me into people I associate with and my family members that come directly from the embodiment sessions that we're doing. So it's been really good. You know, maybe it's why I got over my fears. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this body work, and you know, if you're in your body, I think you can rely on your whole system. Mm-hmm. But if you've only ever just been in your head, you can be riddled with fears.
Oh, 1,000%.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite possible that by connecting to you and by doing the course with you and doing all these embodiment sessions, that it has helped me sort of feel like I'm residing within my body. And as a result, I can trust myself in the physical world where my body actually is. Right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. First of all, thank you. I receive all of that. And that was just so beautifully said. And I'm so glad that that's, because I'm here and this is what I'm hoping for. And to hear that it's actually landing in people that way is just amazing.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I mean, we're getting feedback from people who are taking the course, and they are very strongly referencing what is happening when they're after your sessions. So I know it's just powerful. Whoa, we're a dynamic duo.
We are a dynamic duo. I love it. So, okay, 23, big year for us. What do you see for 24, whether you're, that's us, you, in general?
Gee, what are you looking forward to? I don't know. I really don't know. But I'll tell you one thing that I do every year at New Year's, and sort of along these lines, but it's backward. At the end of the year, because my job involves a lot of like prediction, right? A prediction and anticipation and looking forward into future cycles and so on and so forth. I like to, on New Year's Day, I like to sit down with a list and go, what things happened this year that were unexpected, that I had no control over, that I didn't plan for, that arrived unbidden into my world to delight or terrify me, like whatever they did. And what things emerged, because usually some of the biggest developments and some of the happiest experiences have nothing to do with anything that I've anticipated, intended, or planned. It's just been inspirations because you've been in the moment and you were able to sort of you were struck with an idea, or you're able to capitalize on an opportunity because you were in the right frame of mind, and then it just occurs for you. And it's like, wow, like that's the magic of life. So I really, on the new year, I appreciate the magic that was the previous year, a little bit like what we're doing here now. But I do it through the lens of what did I not intend that happened and just surprised me and in delightful and in terrible ways.
Oh, I love that. You know what? I think I'm going to, I'd like to adopt something like that, for my winter solstice. Well, it's too late now because the winter solstice has passed, but I would like to incorporate that in the future in a winter solstice kind of thing. That's amazing.
I know it's important for me just to, you know, I'm a Scorpio sun sign, and it's important for me to recognize I'm not in control. Because left to my own devices, I would march around trying to control everything, and you know, I would be inviting into my life really smaller versions of what arrive on their own.
Right.
So open for it, open to the lack of control, and you open up to the wonder that you would never conceive of.
Oh, I love that, Crystal. Any time we spend together, I'm always amazed just by your wisdom, but then also enlightened in so many ways. So,
thank you, Paul. I enjoy our time together so much as well.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. I'm looking forward to whatever 2024 brings for us. We're going to continue with Way of the Sun. We've got two more sessions for Way of the Sun.
Oh, that wraps up.
I know.
I'm so shocked at how quickly it went.
Right. 10 months, and we've got two to go before we get to the astrological new year. So I know this is exciting. And so whatever 2024 brings, like you said, my arms are open, my heart is open, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, that's me too. Me too.
I love it, and I love you.
I love you too. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. I'll see you next year.
Yes. Yes, you will.
And now our next guest to knock on the door, Dr. Patricia Rennie. Hi.
Hi, Paul. Merry holidays.
Merry holidays to you as well. Thank you for joining us. We're sipping our ginger tea this morning as we are having a little chat. So Dr. Pat, you and I have had, I mean, for me, I'm just going to talk about myself for a second. Okay. I had the best 2023 with you because we've had so many things. First of all, you became a regular correspondent here on the Living Spiritfully podcast, which is super exciting for me. And we also had a retreat that myself, you and your bestie, Kathy, led here at my place earlier this year. So it's been really fun engaging in things with you in this way in this last year. So I want to thank you from the entire
Lots of learning in 2023.
Yeah. Well, some big shifts have happened for you because you had you moved on from the work that you were doing before, working at the college and focusing more on your practice and your cookbook and everything else. Actually, it was a year ago that you launched your cookbook, correct?
That was fall of 2020. It was November 2022. So it's just over a year, which is super exciting. I don't know. I know it's a function of age for sure, but I feel like 2023 went a lot faster than 2022 and time's just like zipping by. Mm-hmm. I feel like we just did that retreat in April.
Yeah.
So I would say it's been a really good year, certainly better than the last few. It's been a much more, well, I mean, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world, let's be honest. But so that can be a bit of a downer. That can be a bit depressing for people. But on an individual level, I would say 2023 was a great year. I'm so glad that I agreed to do these podcasts with you because I just think they're great. And they've given me a tool that I send people, you know, whether they'll do it or not, but I say, go listen to this, go listen to that, because they give me snippets of information that I can share with people that I really don't have time to do one-on-one to the level that I want to do. And hopefully, you know, so hopefully it's kind of spreading out more and more people are listening and getting, it took me a while to get onto the podcast train, but I love that I can vacuum while I listen to a podcast.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yes.
I wonder how many people are vacuuming now as they're listening to our conversation.
Exactly. Not that we should always be multitasking. I think it's really important to be, you know, like you said the other day to me, one of your commitments was walking the dog without any, like, and that's like, I never listen to anything when I'm walking my dog because I want to be aware, I want to be conscious, and I want to be focused on her and what her needs are in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like I watch these people on their phones like this walking their dogs. Well, that's not the walk for the dog.
Right.
But I do like, you know, something like vacuuming, if I can multitask, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I have also loved watching you and all the fun things that you've done through 2023, your travels, your garden, your 60 days of self-care that ended a couple weeks ago, which has just been amazing. What are you kind of projecting for 2024? What are your goals or intentions? What's something that you can enlighten us with?
Really, really good question. And it's something that I do. I typically kind of do between December 31st and January 1st every year, sit down. And like, honestly, my husband and I started doing this even before we were married, sitting down and planning out our goals. And we did it with our kids when they were little. But I do it every year. And I like in every category of my life, what did I accomplish in 2023? And what are my goals going forward? Because I really think that, you know, if you don't have a map, you never know where you're going and when you got there. So I think that those things are really important. And I really truly believe that I've manifested everything in my life because I visualized it, planned it, and then it came to fruition. So that's really important for me. The thing I'm not necessarily great at is going back through the year and looking at, like, I sort of log it, move on. And then at the end of the year, I'm like, oh yeah, did that, but I'm not great at coming back to it. So that's a good goal. It's sort of reminding myself of my goals on a more regular basis. I'm really, really looking forward to my garden next year because I feel like my garden went from here to here this year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, because I have a little bit more time in my life to actually research and understand. So for example, I grew some really nice onions the last 2 years, and they store and they're great. And actually it's like end of December and I just kind of run out of the onions that I grew. I grew really great garlic. So I've, you know, I planted another 90 heads of garlic for next year.
Wow.
But this year I listened to a YouTube video about growing onions. And now I know I need to grow them from seed, not from the little bulbs that you buy in the store. And so I got to start them indoors and then you get much bigger, better, and they store longer. So now I'm like, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but growing your own onions is so like when you have grown that onion and you go to peel it, like you do not waste a speck of it. When you understand the effort that went into growing one, you know, whether it's red or white or Spanish or yellow, there, it's so empowering. And I listened to just a little snippet of a podcast of one of my former students, and she's growing some of her own food. And that's exactly what she said. Like, if everyone was growing their own food, there would be so much less food waste because you put your heart and soul into it. You're not going to waste a speck of it. And, you know, I don't know if I've told you this before, but except for onions, because they're not good for dogs. Like the peels of everything that I, you know, all the outsides of the Brussels sprouts and the stems of the broccoli, that all goes to Sedona. So I have very, very little food waste left over. And I'm really proud of that because it's really good for her. She gets all those phytochemicals from all of the vegetables that we're eating. But, you know, even the pumpkins for Halloween, the little ones I had outside, I roast them and Sedona eats all the pumpkins. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, they're little goals, they're little aspirations, they're little things, but I just like every year, I just want to do them a little bit better.
I love that. I love that. They're like little ways that you enhance, you know, in Italian, we call it bella figura. It's, It translates to the beautiful figure, but it's all about how to make your life a little bit more beautiful and to pour your heart into something. And then just those, it's those little things that that make the day to day more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
and
that.
And I don't know if you saw, but it would have been about a month ago now when I was out digging out my dahlias and getting them ready to store for the winter. And this man walked by with his dog and he walks by all the time, but he stopped that day and he said to me, I don't know if you know, but when you put your extra tomatoes and things out at the end of the driveway, when you know, you guys can't eat it all and you just leave it for people to pick up, I don't know if you know how many people you make smile.
Oh.
And I just stopped in my tracks, right? Because, you know, a couple of people have written little thank you notes, but because if I put tomatoes at the end of my driveway, they're gone in half an hour.
Right.
Like, they're gone. And I was like someone just took them all. But he said, yeah, I see people walking up the street and they're talking about this nice family that leaves food out at the end of their driveway. And I'm standing in my garden just bawling, right? Because I realized that, and we all know this, like you just do one little nice thing and maybe someone else will do something nice and maybe someone else will do something nice and it spreads out. So maybe that's one of my goals for 2024 is, you know, treat everyone with respect, treat everyone with kindness, treat everyone with love, treat everyone with compassion, and make the world a better place.
Dr. Patricia Rennie, I love you. Thank you so much for that. Honestly, like I said, 23 has been such a fun year for me, just beyond like all the stuff that's happened, just how we've come closer together and have worked in such fun ways. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see how things continue to blossom. Will there be a follow-up to your cookbook?
Oh, a cookbook follow-up?
Yeah.
Eventually. Okay. Not just yet. I think we're still squeezing some juice out of that one because I think there will be a follow-up to the retreat that you and I and Kathy ran. I think we need to do a follow-up to that. And there's definitely going to be a follow-up to my 60 days of self-care because we need to get more people on our wagon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we're, you know, just to be a downer for a minute, the health of aging Canadians is going downhill very rapidly. And this is a Titanic that we need to stop and turn around. And, you know, we're doing it one and two and three and five people at a time, but we need to get this information out there, because I think that, you know, you hit a certain point in your life where you go, oh yeah, that's what the other side of this hill looks like, and I don't want to slide down like that. But we need to get people seeing that sooner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do this now with all the listeners. Whatever I can do to support you in doing that and sharing that message, I am on board 1,000%. And I'm looking forward to how we can collaborate, because, you know, as I'm like getting there, I just keep on thinking how, like you said, as I'm sliding down the hill, I don't want to tumble and roll and have to hold on to things. I want to, you know, hump. Well, that too, but I want to hop on the sled and just enjoy my way down. So love you. Thank you so much for stopping by. Cheers to 2024 with our ginger tea. Cheers to 2024. I love you so much. Thank you for stopping by, Dr. Pat.
Happy New Year.
So 2023, Jackie, you and I got even closer together. Because in 2023, you became a podcast co-host sensation, burning up all of the podcast, I don't know what I'm saying here, but I'm so happy. I love you so much, Jackie. And I'm so happy that you're here for a little Christmas visit.
Yes. How special. Well,
yeah.
The thing that was the biggest surprise for me in 2023 was doing this podcast with you. It was not even on my radar. And then you invited me to do this, and it just happened, and we just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
And here we are.
I'm not a sensation, but
you are to me.
I've loved doing this. It really has been a special thing for me, because I never thought that, you know, 5 years ago, if somebody said you'll be doing a monthly podcast, I would say, what is that?
I mean, isn't that what you said when I asked you? No. Yeah. So tell me everything about being a podcast superstar. How do you feel? How has your life changed? And I'm kidding, Jackie.
Well, I'll have to start with the most frustrating part of it, is that I can't get my friends and family to do podcast or even get the app or to find the podcast, or I'll send them the email and they think it's like a spam. Oh. So that's one thing I've got to do this year, is just to educate them and get them into it so that they can listen. Because I really think that I have revealed some things about myself. Not that it's a big top secret or a dark secret, but just some things about me that they probably don't know. Mm-hmm. And I would like for them to know. And I would like for this to be a part of my history that, you know, here I am doing this. And
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I think the easiest thing would be to send them the YouTube link, and then they can see in action. And then hopefully that will be easy for them to.
Okay, that would be easier, rather than saying, okay, you need to get the Spotify app. Well, what's an app?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, yeah, well, there's some barriers there.
If it makes you feel any better, Jackie, I don't even mention half the things that I do to my family anymore, because it'll just go over their head. Mm-hmm. I just do it, enjoy it. And then if they ever ask, or if they see, you know, the stuff that I post on socials, then they see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it reminds me that my mother never knew much about what I did. She couldn't even tell her friends what I did. Right. And that was kind of sad. After a while, I realized, after she had passed away, that she really didn't know me. Mm-hmm. And I would like, well, I have categories of people and things in my life, and they know just me because of, I come on Monday at 9:30 and we do, and they know me from there, but they don't know all the other stuff. And so there's very few people in my life who know everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
If does that make sense?
Totally.
Who see me in all of the venues and all of the experiences and so on. So another thing that's just popped into my head, I've tried to post things on Facebook that will pop up next year so that I can mm-hmm. remember that I did that.
Oh.
And friends who are, say, not line dancing people, you know, I'll put it on my, just send it out there to everybody, all my friends. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a memory for me, but it will also be a reminder to other friends that I do this other thing.
Right. Yeah. That's such a great idea. You know, I kind of stopped posting, like I'm on social media now. I'm only posting things that are promoting, you know, things that I'm doing. I'm not as much as I used to talking about every single thing that I'm doing. But when you mention it like that, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because my memory, and as it was discovered earlier this year, not even earlier this year, a couple months ago, that I have some adult ADHD like tendencies, and I'm reading up more on ADHD and stuff like that. Memory is a thing. And I've noticed this, like sometimes my friends will be like, remember when we did this, 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 and I'm like, no. However, if it was something hysterical that like I didn't stop laughing for 10 minutes, that I can remember clear as day. I can reenact the whole thing. But sometimes a friend's like, yeah, remember we went to this workshop, and I'm like, mm-mm. And then she'll show me pictures like, this is you, look. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so I like that.
I think the older I have become, the more important those memories are to me. And mm-hmm. and I really love it when something pops up on Facebook and I think, oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Look at that nice picture of that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a passing thing, but I know it's there if I ever want to go back to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is an interesting time because not only are we coming to, not only, like right now we're in the Christmas season, but not only are we coming to the end of the calendar year, you're coming to the end of your solar year, and you're going to begin your new solar year. So your birthday is happening. So first off, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It's
happy
next
solar
week.
Return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm already celebrating.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, I mean, the second we moved into Capricorn season, you should have like started celebrating then and then go until the end. But yeah, so let's kind of reflect. As you're coming to a close on this year, your journey around the sun, what sort of reflections do you have from the past year, and what are you preparing for next year?
Oh, wow. So I think mainly what I feel about last year is that I made a lot of right decisions about what to do and setting up my schedule so that I can manage it and having classes that I enjoy going to teach and people that I look forward to seeing and not having issues like every Wednesday at 3:00, I don't want to do that class because that's such negative energy. So I feel really good about that. And I'm looking forward to continuing the same.
Mm.
I still have people contacting me about setting up or doing another class. And I'm just not going to do that, I don't think, unless it's something really, really special. But that may seem like a small thing, but it's really a big thing for me because in the past I have I'll over commit myself and then I'll resent it.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping to carry that on into the next year. And as I've said before, I'll be 81 next week. And I just consider it a bonus that I'm able to still do this and that I want to do it. And that I have these wonderful people in my life who are encouraging and inspiring me, and then I can reflect back and inspire them. I think that's what I've been working toward all of my life, and here it is.
Yeah.
So I treasure that.
Oh, I love that. 81. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so you're, I mean, my mind's blown. I can't even like, I'm trying to calculate all of that in my head. But so you're still going, you're still teaching your classes. Mm-hmm. Is there a part of you that's like, okay, Jackie, slow down, you've had enough? Does that exist?
Oh, well, sure. And people say that to me. I have a friend who wants me to go hiking at the park or something. And I'll say, well, I have to teach a class. And she says, well, you just need to give up all that. You need to slow down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think I'll know when it's time.
Okay.
I think I'll just know.
Yeah.
And I've become, at the end of the year, a bit tired, a little bit burned out, and I'm taking some time off, which is, I know that that's what I need to do. So I am managing that. And when it comes to the point where either my body just can't take it or my emotions and my mind can't take it, I think I'll know.
Okay.
And I'll know what to do.
Yeah. Cause my question was going to be like, is that, if that exists, is that coming from within you? Like, okay, this is time where you're saying, I'll know. Or is it like an external force that's saying, you should stop, you should slow down?
Well, I think it's going to have to come from inside of me. But if my friends and family say, Jackie, you're just not yourself anymore, why don't you consider, then I would listen to that. And I have told my family, when you see that things are not going well with me, or, you know, my mind is going away or whatever it is, I want you to tell me. I don't want you to protect me from that. I need you to watch out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been waking up together every morning, every weekday morning for now, we're into our third year. So it's over 500. I think we're tap dancing close to six, aren't we?
Today I wrote down 540, but you know, there were more than that. I probably missed some, but yeah, 540.
Wow.
Sessions with that, you.
That is, I mean, that just is amazing to me. But what I love is in that time, every time we get together for the Sunrise Social after, and then once we started doing the, you're always, you're listening to another book, or you're reading another book, or you're going to another workshop. It's like, you are a gal on the go. Sometimes you do more in a week than I do in a month. You do more in a weekend than I do in like 7 days. So I think it's amazing. What's your secret?
Oh boy. Well, I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. And there may be a fear deep inside that if I stop, I won't be able to start back, because I have my momentum and I just kind of keep going. And it looks to, from the outside, it looks like I'm doing a lot, because I'm posting all these things so I can remember it.
Yeah.
But from the inside out, I'm planning that, and I'm budgeting my energy and my time and my money. So there's a plan there. It's not just random.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you are a Capricorn, and Capricorns are very like, they like their plans. They like doing. And what's great about Capricorn, we just talked about it in our session with Crystal recently, is Capricorns will get you there. They know how to get you there from here. And that's the whole plan, the planning part of it, I think, anyway. Right. So something that I realized, so I have Capricorns in my life. My father's a Capricorn. I dated many Capricorns. Or I've had some sort of like relationship with a Capricorn in some way. My experience has been male Capricorns, I don't have it in me. But female Capricorns, you and Claudia Miko are the female Capricorns in my life. And like, our connection is good. I understand, like, we understand each other. It's just, it's really interesting. To me, I just realized that recently, because I listened to all the things.
Do you feel like me and Claudia kind of keep you focused and keep you on track? Is there a part of that?
Claudia, no. Claudia, and I say this so affectionately, Claudia and I sometimes we get together and we get together to talk about one thing and we actually end up doing a complete, this is the neurodivergent misfitness. But you know, what it is, I think is it, yes, it inspires me. It keeps me grounded and thinking, oh, okay, well, I need to be a little bit more structured. And so I try to show up a little bit more structured because I just feel like that's how we could have a harmonious time together. Whereas, I don't know, with maybe it's the dad thing, maybe it's the because I tried to date these people thing, and that's the disconnect there. But I don't know, I'll bring that into therapy and I'll work through that way. But needless to say, if it wasn't for you and Claudia, I would have a very hard time loving Capricorns.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, for me, for people like you, you give me, you're creative and you have a lot of energy. And so that gets me out of being such an old maid school teacher type, you know. Right. It sort of gets me out of that box because I can get in there really easily.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. And I mean, Capricorn's earth sign, Leo fire. So fire and earth don't quite, it's not like fire and air that they fuel each other, and earth and water, they help to contain each other. There's kind of like a, we don't quite know, however, the earth can understand the benefit of the fire just as the fire can understand the benefit of the earth. And when you do, you harmonize and you figure out how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a good pair.
We are a good pair. And look, we're even like festive together. Look, green and red. And we didn't even plan that.
But look at my earrings.
That's right. You know what? Before you logged off of Arise earlier, Anne wanted to say, Jackie, you look so festive. And I wanted to comment on your little Christmas earrings. That's so sweet.
Well, there's a little story about these earrings, if you want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found out that there is a thing about Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, okay. Little Debbie. I know of those. I don't think we sell them in Canada, but I know of them from Washington. Well,
they look like this. Several of my friends were grieving over the fact that everybody was sold out of Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. So I tried to find some in stores. I couldn't find them. I don't eat Little Debbie's, but anyway, I thought I would give them some Little Debbie's for Christmas. So I ordered a case of Little Debbie's Christmas tree cakes from Amazon. And
wow.
They only sent two boxes of these. They substituted gingerbread and some other things. And so I've been giving those as Christmas gifts.
Wow.
Then I saw that someone had made earrings like this. And I contacted them and said, I want a pair. And they were delivered to me just like that. So I've been wearing Little Debbie cake earrings.
That's amazing. I love it. How many Debbie cakes do you get in a case?
Okay. There's five in a box, five times six. 30, a total of 30 cakes.
Wow. And you know 30 people that you're going to give those cakes to, or you're going to eat all 30?
I may just give them a whole box.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, if I ever ordered a case of 30 cakes, I'd probably eat 29 of them.
I've eaten several of them.
I love that. So my love, your birthday's coming up in a couple days from when this recording is posted. How are you celebrating?
Well, that's interesting too. You asked me all kinds of interesting questions. A friend of mine is taking me out for lunch. I'm meeting my sister and her husband in a city close by that's kind of close. We meet kind of halfway and go to lunch. And I'm sure my son is going to do something, but I'm not sure what. So it'll be pleasant. It won't be wild. I'm not having a party. And I'm looking forward just to having some quiet time.
Oh, nice. I love that. Can I ask you, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. You can answer it or not. But are there going to be like any gentleman callers in your 2024 future?
That is so, Paul, where did you come up?
You know, we haven't ventured into that. And I thought maybe in 24, we can start to like talk about each other's dating life.
No, that's a big final answer. No.
Okay. All right. I dig it. I'm just checking. Okay. But Jackie Talley, I love you so much. Honestly, thank you for being part of this experience. And not just the podcast, just like, thank you for like, just, you know, showing up in my life and being like, hey, I'd like to wake up with you every morning. I mean, I never would have imagined, if you had asked me, first of all, if you asked me 5 years ago, if I would have a podcast, I'd probably be like, well, no, I knew what a podcast was, but I didn't think I would have one. But I never thought that you and I would be like this deep into our relationship at this point. So thank you.
Me either. It's a total surprise. And I think all of this has helped me get to where I was, well, talking about before, about finding the people, finding the classes, finding the places where I need to be, mm-hmm. making choices, taking care of myself, having some structure. I think all of that has come from being with you and being in Arise and all of our things we've done together.
Oh,
thank you.
I love you so much. I cannot wait for the day that we embrace in real life, whether it's here, whether it's there, whether it's in Italy. I mean, I'll go anywhere in the world you want to go. We'll make it happen.
I think it'll be a long embrace.
I'm never going to let you go.
Oh my, we're so silly. But it's true. It's true.
Yes, yes.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, Jackie. I love you so much. Listeners, thank you for joining us. That is our final episode of 2023. 2024, we've got more exciting heart-to-heart guests. There's going to be more Jackie Talley and Crystal Eves and Pat Rennie and Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. All of us will be back with the Living Spirit Fully podcast. Looking forward to it. Have a happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything that you're celebrating. And most importantly, have a happy, joyful, healthy, and prosperous 2024 from the Living Spirit Fully podcast. We all love you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you again next year.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.